Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because well, this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to listen intuitively, hold space, and know others' potential and infinite power, no matter what they may be experiencing in the moment. So I am super excited to introduce Lasya Kohut. Now, expecting to live to at least a vibrant 120, Lasya hasn't even hit the halfway point of her life. Now, delightfully and enthusiastically immersed in several engaging, creative, and dynamic communities on both sides of the Canada-US border, Lasya is already embodying her why, which is to empower the conscious awakening of humanity, so that together we can cultivate a global community founded in love. A recently licensed spiritual practitioner, Lasya considers her background in music, dance, food, sustainability, wellness, and as an entrepreneur for over two decades as the perfect springboard for her continuing evolution and expansion. Now firmly focused on spiritual growth and consciousness studies, Lasya calls this ongoing evolution and expansion soul excavation, defining it as the mindful, compassionate, and dynamic work of digging through and unearthing the stories and limiting beliefs that keep us feeling stuck, revealing life's most extraordinary treasure, the infinite creativity, resilience, and love you truly are. Now, Lasya's personal journey and her experience and insights as a result of this work are the foundation for her first book, Soul Excavation, the exploration and discovery of self through fear, failure, and forgiveness. Now, the publication date is yet to be announced, so we're excited for that to be released. And Lasya is currently completing a bachelor's and starting on a master's degree in advanced consciousness studies and looks forward to continuing with ministerial studies through the Emerson Theological Institute with Dr. James Mellon in the fall of 2021. Now, aside from her work and studies, Lasya is happiest and feels most alive when in nature, feeling the sun on her skin in the mountains, surrounded by forest, and spending time with friends and family, engaging in thought-provoking conversations through her podcast, Who Do You Think You Are? Co-hosted by her husband, Glenn. Immersing herself in any kind of artistic creativity, whether it be music, dance, baking, painting, writing, and more, and basking in the mutual love and presence of her cat, Mercury. Well, welcome, Lasya. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. That was so neat to hear all of that said about me. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that very warm welcome.
Yeah, well, it was definitely my pleasure and all of the impact and the work that you're doing. And I just love how you're helping people finally free themselves from their feelings of being stuck and really finally, feeling awakened and more empowered. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, it really, thank you. It really is a call on my heart, and it's just an extension of my own ongoing journey and exploration and digging into and unearthing those limiting beliefs and stories that have kept me feeling stuck. And it has been such an incredibly profound experience to just keep going through and digging and digging and digging and digging and discovering those amazing gems, those insights, those nuggets of wisdom and of wonder, and just, you know, to keep digging in and finding more and more of the real me along the way. It's something that I, you know, feel will probably continue doing throughout my lifetime. And it is something that I absolutely love and feel so honored to support others in doing themselves as well.
Yeah. It just sounds like it's such rewarding and impactful work. And obviously those who have the privilege to work with you are experiencing such an evolution in their awakening. So, but I'm curious here, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own soul excavation practice?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that, because when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about sort of, you know, what was the tipping point that got me into becoming an entrepreneur to begin with? And because it has been, for me anyway, because it's been well over two decades, what I sort of started out as, which was in the food industry, and where I am now, it has been quite a journey, you know, that in and of itself. So initially what it was for me was that way back when I was a teenager, I don't even remember the conversation or the context, but my dad, who was an entrepreneur and a businessman for many, many, many years, at one point told me that I didn't have what it took to become an entrepreneur. And so for me, it was kind of like well, I'm going to prove you wrong. and then the other part of it was that the further I got into my own, you know, sort of adulthood and what I was doing and kind of wondering, what am I going to be when I grow up? The more I found myself doing jobs on the side, you know, compared with what my day job or my real job, you know, in air quotation marks was. And it just got to the point for me that I thought, why am I spending all of this time and energy on juggling, you know, the real job with the sort of, you know, the fun or inspirational stuff? Why don't I just turn to the fun and inspirational stuff that really calls on my heart, that really makes me feel alive and is really creative, and just do that full time? And so that's how I became, you know, I guess I was an entrepreneur the whole time, but just sort of that's how I actively went into it. And then the spiritual work now, the soul excavation, I mean, that really, it just stems from what a profound and amazing experience I had when I really dug deep for several years and not even necessarily came out on the other side, but all of the freedom and liberation that I experienced along the way. And I just thought, you know, if I could experience this, then I'm sure that others could experience it too, because a lot of people have beliefs and old stories that they cling to, hang on to, don't even know necessarily that they're doing so. Right. They keep them feeling stuck. And if we can just let those go, oh my gosh, there's no limit to what we can become.
Right. Yeah. That's your zone of genius, is that ability to connect with others' infinite potential and help them realize that. So yeah, I love that. And it is amazing how our own life journey has given us, especially, I should say, you, the ability to help others go through that same kind of evolution or discovery and stepping more into what truly is possible instead of those limiting stories. So yeah, I love that. Well, how long have you had your own soul excavation practice? And has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
So yes to the second question. And my own practice, really, it's only been for a couple of years. Before that, I was still in integrative nutrition health coaching. Yes. And so it was more geared towards diet and lifestyle changes. I feel like I've been going through this soul excavation for a long time, even before I officially entered into consciousness studies. And so it really, honestly, even though I love supporting others as they're going through their own work, this really is for me, you know, like, and I feel like if I didn't focus first on my own journey and what it is that, I'm discovering about myself, there's no way that I could support or help others around me. Mm. So the being able to serve, you know, and being able to support others as they go through their own soul excavation, that's very much an extension and a reflection of the work that I continue to do on myself, which is why I am, you know, still in school and I'm still working, you know, finishing up the bachelor's and working on a master's and going into ministerial studies next year. It's an ongoing process. It's constantly evolving, constantly unfolding. And so I feel like even though I'm new officially with, you know, just a couple of years in the business, I've been doing this work for many, many years and will continue doing it, I would think, throughout my lifetime, because there's always more to discover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can sense the passion in the quest of continually excavating more, like you coined the phrase, and it's so apropos. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building this business?
Oh yeah. I mean, in building any business, I mean, you know, I won't speak for anyone else, but I mean, for me, there was the inspiration, the idea that, you know, oh, this is what I want to do, that aha moment, if you will. And then in sort of going through and building and figuring out, especially when I was still in the food business and transitioned from 10 years of working in my basement as a one-woman show to opening up an organic, vegan, gluten-free, sustainably minded bakery in Toronto, That was a huge leap. And there were so many people who were supportive, but there were just as many, if not more people who were, you know, are you crazy? Do you know what you're doing? Why on earth would you do this? You know, don't you see the global economy around you crashing? So there were all those external forces that were just, you know, the naysayers and you know, just sort of
trying to keep you safe. Yeah, they're trying to help.
Yeah, exactly. My grandmother was one of them. You know, my grandmother, who worked in the food business for decades and had two restaurants with my grandfather. And I was so proud when I went to her to tell her, oh my gosh, I know what I want to do. And she said to me in Ukrainian, are you insane? Do you have any idea how hard you're going to have to work? Oh, and it's for that very reason, you know, she wanted to protect me. She didn't want to see me work as hard as she and my grandfather did, you know, day after day. But the spiritual, you know, the soul excavation and the practitioner work that I do, that probably the challenges there are some of the same challenges that I had from before, even in the food industry. And that would really, really go to the soul excavation work, the crux of it, which is getting at those limiting beliefs. You know, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough support. You know, all of those beliefs that would make me, if I believe them,
right,
and embrace them and embody them, that would just, you know, make me play small.
Right. That'd be it. You'd be back in some job or something else, because those definitely steal belief and vision and everything else. But thankfully you didn't buy into that and you stayed your course. So yeah, those are major roadblocks, you know, to have to overcome. Well, can you share something specific that you utilize, some technique or mindset? How did you overcome those naysayers that, you know, were so close in your world to you and you obviously looked up to? And, you know, how did you protect yourself and maintain your vision?
Well, you know, that is such an important question, Wendy. And I think that you could probably get several different answers depending on who you ask. And even I could probably give you a different answer an hour from now or tomorrow.
Right.
But really, for me, it sort of boils down to, don't believe them. You know, don't believe the naysayers. You know, if they are friends and family or the most well-meaning people or strangers on the street, don't believe them, because they're just saying what they're saying. And it is always, always, always up to you to choose to actually take in what they are saying, or to just politely say thank you and go along your way. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to your own beliefs, it took a long time for me to you know, even discover some of those beliefs that I didn't even know were there, that were so deep rooted, that weren't even mine to begin with, that were intergenerational or even cultural, to become aware of them first, then to really start to actively work at, I am not my beliefs. I am so much more infinitely powerful and creative and so much bigger than any of those beliefs. I'm the believer behind those beliefs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that takes work, that takes practice, and it is ongoing. But you do the work and you, you know, sort of stay the course and stay steadfast and unwavering in the faith of, you know, I am so much bigger than this. I am so much bigger than that idea, that thought, that experience, what happened to me, anyone, you know, else who is saying anything negative sounding. As long as you keep practicing and, you know, whether it's reading books, whether it's meditation, whether it's surrounding yourself with people who are super supportive and remind you when you can't remember yourself of how infinitely creative and powerful and resilient you are. And even when you find something that works, it will change over time, and being open to that shift, to that change, because as you evolve, you know, those beliefs, it's not even that they start to fall away. They're still there, but they're not as charged as they once were. They're just hanging out. You know, they're not big, bright lights in your face that are blocking you from doing what you are meant to be doing or who you are meant to just be.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that. And it's really what it sounds like to me is just honoring that inner voice, that inner sense of this is something that I want to do, even though mm-hmm. others might be worried or trying to change my opinion. Just following that inner truth is what I hear your message coming through loud and clear. So yeah, and that's just so powerful, obviously, just such great words of wisdom there. So thank you for sharing that. I put you a little bit on the spot. So thank you for just giving us a little bit of insight as to how you do really work with people, right? That are being impacted by these undercurrent limiting beliefs that they don't even know are happening. So, and you know, you're obviously an expert at helping people really uncover and demystify what's holding them back and keeping them playing small or keeping them stuck. But I'm curious here, Lesya, how do you feel about the client enrollment or, you know, sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes and no. Again, great question. And I have no problems at all with selling, especially when it comes from the heart. You know, if it's heart-centered sales, and if it is something that is about, you know, the greater good or being of service, you know, in service to myself and to those around me, you know, when everybody wins kind of thing, that's great. The challenging part for me, though, I must say, is that because of the work that I do, it almost feels sometimes like it isn't taken seriously or I'm not taken seriously. You know, it's, I'm not a massage therapist. I'm not a chiropractor. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not even a coach. And I don't provide a tangible service like chiropractic or acupuncture or physiotherapy or something like that. It's all energy work. It is all consciousness work. And until someone experiences it, it can be kind of mysterious. And some people would maybe even use the term woo-woo because they don't understand it. And so it can be challenging to pitch that to someone without them actually being able to experience the shift in consciousness for themselves in their body and, you know, walk into a session, you know, at the beginning of an hour feeling one way, and by the end of a session walk out feeling like, oh my God, I'm on top of the world. Or, you know what, that problem I came in with, it's actually not that imposing or life-threatening.
Sure.
Or walking out with, okay, you know what, I still don't feel so great, but I have an idea of, you know, I can go in this direction, or I can, you know, there's something else that I can do. And so, yeah, so the challenge of, you know, sort of pitching to people like, this is what I do, this is what it's worth, this is why you should come and work with me, this is why I'd love to work with you, that I find challenging.
Right. And you're not alone in having that kind of a challenge with something that is a little bit more advanced approach to helping people eliminate their limiting beliefs. Just the whole concept of shifting out of something that we can't even see or touch or necessarily even quantify into even finding the words to describe what is the outcome of having elevated consciousness. You know, how do you describe that? So there's a language challenge in just describing the outcome of the work that you do. But if you'd like, I can provide a little bit of insight that might move the needle a little bit.
I would love that. Thank you.
All right, sure. Well, it comes down to really understanding that everybody is on their own journey of awakening, right? And one of the analogies that I use in my coaching frequently is you're humming along here at basically 100 miles an hour. Let's use that as a point of reference. And your ideal prospective client might be on a tricycle, mm-hmm. you know, going down the same road, but that's how fast they're going. And you're going 100 and they're going, you know, maybe 3 miles an hour on a tricycle. And so the handout or the on-ramp to get up onto your Maserati or whatever vehicle you're on that's carrying you at that speed is possibly not even accessible simply because of the speed. And until there is like an on-ramp that they can safely jump onto and then be up to speed with you, then there's going to be that disconnect or that disbelief or that, I don't get it, kind mm-hmm. of feeling, that feeling of like, wow, that's way out there, you know, or whatever words they're feeling. Whereas if your messaging is more meeting them where they're at with words that they are familiar with, but yet talk about the outcome in terms of more of the enlightened words, but not too far, not too advanced, right? But yet still something that helps them understand that this is bigger. This is more in depth than just simply reading how to shift my mindset or say affirmations or how to meditate. This is more, you know, give them a sense of that. And so in marketing material or, you know, opportunities for them to experience just a little bit of what your work involves, just keep in mind more from where their perspective is and where their on-ramp is. And mm-hmm. so I'm not sure if I'm providing enough clarity or specifics here, but creating the message that meets people more with where they're at helps people to find the alignment with you and not feel like it's just way beyond even what they can even possibly comprehend. It is really a journey that you're helping them through in just simply gaining this sense of, I would love to try a session and just see if you can help specifically with the fact that I feel like I can't get this promotion, that I'm always being overlooked, you know, in my role, my job. I'm just never, ever able to get a promotion or get an increase or, you know, I always have these relationships that seem to end in a dead end and, you know, wherever their limiting beliefs are and provide some renewed sense of hope through some technologies that are innovative that you've been discovering yourself, but aren't too far out there. I don't know if this is landing with you, but that's the real key with helping somebody in their spiritual or their consciousness evolution is just to bridge that gap between what's possible and what's just beyond even comprehension.
Yeah, Wendy, that's an amazing, amazing reminder. Thank you. I mean, it's stuff that we talk about in our studies. We talk about it in, you know, when I'm with other practitioners and ministers about meeting people where they are. I mean, that's exactly what we talk about. And that is what we do when we're doing the work. And so to have that reminder of, you know, in order to sort of get them in the door, if you will, to also like meet them where they are to welcome them in, not just like once they're in the door. It is so important. And so, yeah, that is a great reminder. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. And it might seem obvious, but yet when we're in our zone of genius, we don't realize just how extremely advanced we are in our thought process and where our potential client might be. And we know that our work with them would be extremely transformational and they're wanting what we say we can help them attain, but yet there's just such a huge gap. And then also, of course, building that sense of trust, establishing mm-hmm. trust in your process, in your methodology. And there, you know, I could talk on and on about that, but this interview is not necessarily about me. It's about you. So, but yeah, hopefully that will give you a little bit of reconnection with that important piece of meeting people with where they're at so they can gain momentum and get up to a closer speed with where you're at and feel trust in the process. So, and you know, Lassie, I'm curious here, we've been in this pandemic for, oh my gosh, a year. And I thought by now, of course, we would be well behind it. Life would be back to normal, but it's not back to normal, which maybe is a good thing. There's been a lot of wake-up calls happening throughout the last 12 months. People realizing that this way of existing maybe wasn't the best. And maybe they're starting to question some of the things that they've been operating on as their beliefs. Has the pandemic impacted the work that you do?
Well, I think that for me, the thing that I have noticed the most is, and partly because I've been studying online for over 4 years as well, is that once the pandemic sort of, you know, for lack of a better term, closed the world down, you know, on various levels, then so many people ended up online. And so for me, I have actually been able to engage with more people because so many more people are online. And it's been great. I mean, most of the people that I'm actually in community with and connect with are in California, mm-hmm. not up here on Vancouver Island, which is where we actually live. But that being said, the other thing that I really like about the online connectivity right now, because even the spiritual community that I serve at here in Victoria, we've been meeting online for a few months now. We were in person for a few months in the summertime, but then the next wave came and we spiritual communities and religious communities couldn't come together anymore. But the cool thing about Zoom is even though we're online, there are no masks. And we can see yeah. each other's faces, which is such a beautiful thing. I mean, it was something that someone mentioned the very first time we went online and everyone was like, oh my gosh, that's so true. Like yeah. we can see each other and everybody feels safe. So I do love that. I mean, there's tons of stuff about pivoting and seeing nature in different ways and spending time differently and looking at, you know, whether or not having enough time was actually the reason for not getting stuff done before, you know, if you're finding that you're still not getting stuff done, you know, like post COVID. So there's a lot, but business wise for me, it really has sort of opened a lot of doors, which is fantastic. And I really do very much appreciate and value being able to see people face to face, feeling sort of close up and in person with them through online platforms like this one right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely been one of those things that used to be a resistance or a mystery, or it's like, ooh, how can you possibly work with somebody through Zoom? That seems weird. We have to meet in person. Well, now it's like, okay, yeah, we just do. That's what we do it. I mean, I know of mediums who do their work, you know, through Zoom. It's like, yeah, I guess energy is, right?
Right. It's energy. We don't have to be in the same room.
Yeah. That's great. Well, so Lassie, how do you work with people who want to finally release those limiting beliefs and step into clarity around their infinite potential? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. So most of the work that I do right now is one-on-one. I would very much like to get into high schools, but right now it's one-on-one. And so the sessions that I do are basically about 1 hour long. It's an opportunity for the client to talk about whatever it is that they are feeling challenged with. It is an opportunity for them to be heard, for whatever is being experienced and being felt to be acknowledged and to be addressed. And then the whole time, even though I'm listening to what the client is saying and observing what the client might be feeling and going through, I'm seeing beyond that. I'm seeing beyond whatever conditions are in play, whatever feelings are being experienced, to that infinite potential that each and every one of us is at our core, knowing that whatever that client is experiencing, that whatever is going on for them, even though it is very real and requires attention, that underneath all of it, they are infinitely more powerful, creative, and resilient than anything they could ever experience, and that no matter what they are experiencing, that infinitude or that universal energy, that infinite expanse of universe, that power, that infinite potentiality that is the quantum field, if we want to kind of go the sciencey route, that that's who the client truly is. And because of that, they can get through anything. And so the work that I do, you know, throughout the session is to know that no matter what's going on in front of me. And then at the end of it, I perform what is called a spiritual mind treatment. It's a form of affirmative knowing. And what it basically does is it's an up-leveling of consciousness. And it's not about fixing anything for the client, because we teach that there's nothing that's ever broken. It is about my own consciousness and basically me seeing the client as whole, as infinite, as capable of doing and being anything, no matter what is going on. And because everyone and everything is energy and we are interconnected, what I can shift in my own consciousness can end up being shifted in the client's consciousness. And when it's done correctly and effectively, you feel it in the body. I mean, you feel the vibration in every fiber of your being. And like I said earlier, you know, a client can walk in feeling one thing and focusing on one thing, and an hour later walk out feeling like they're on top of the world, or at least lighter, because they're walking out vibrating or resonating at a higher level of consciousness than when they walked in.
Wow. As I'm listening to you, I think I'm starting to shift, you know, and just that shift in energy and is feeling a lighter sensation. So yeah, that's great. I just love the approach that you take and the clarity, and just, I think, like I mentioned at the very beginning, just holding space for people to feel safe and honor who they are, but realize and help them to see who they are is really infinite. And mm-hmm. that is so powerful. Yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Okay, thank you for asking. So I do have a website, www.lesiakohut.com. That's LESIAKOHUT.com. And if you go there and you sign up for the newsletter, then you will get a collection of the I Am Amazing Powerhouse Affirmations, which are these 10 beautiful affirmations that I put together. Each of them, you can print it out on cardstock and hang them up, you know, in your workspace, in your home, wherever you want to sort of like get little doses of inspiration. And at the end of it, it's a little workbook too. There's space for you to start creating your own affirmations that really land for you, that really remind you, that make you feel in your body how infinitely powerful, creative, and resilient you are, no matter what's going on around you. And people can also go to my YouTube channel, which is just my name, Lesia Kohut. And that's where the episodes of my husband and my Who Do You Think You Are podcasts episodes are, along with any guest talks that I have done. So those are the two main places, the website and the YouTube channel.
Okay, perfect. So that's Lesia Kohut, which is LESIAKOHUT.com. And so there's a place where they can sign up for your newsletter, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And they'll get that collection of powerhouse, I Am Amazing Powerhouse Affirmations.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, that sounds like something definitely to do. That would be top of my list. So that's fantastic. And then on YouTube is where they can also experience then your podcast.
Right. Yeah. YouTube, the guest talks and the podcast episodes. And then the podcasts are also on Amazon, Apple, Google, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, Lesia, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed? Somehow I think this is right up your alley. If they're having doubts about succeeding, bump, here you are.
Yeah, I would say the two things that come to mind are to follow your heart and to listen to your gut, because whatever you feel and whatever comes up from listening to your heart or from your gut, that comes from intuition. And that comes from that deepest, deepest, deepest place within us that is that infinite expanse of universe, that infinite potentiality, that universal energy that is everyone and everything and interconnects everyone and everything. And when you listen to that, when you really sort of tune into that and identify as that, rather than on what circumstances or, you know, what people around you are saying, the opinions, the suggestions, the other advice, I think if you really just turn in and listen, then you'll know what feels right, because it feels good, it feels expansive, and you'll know what doesn't feel right or doesn't serve, because it'll feel icky, for lack of a better word, and it'll feel constrictive. Like it can even feel harder to breathe because it's making you feel smaller. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say. Follow your heart and listen to your gut.
Yeah, that is powerful. And it just takes that trust, right? That is the truth, and not necessarily those underlying currents that are making them feel yucky and constricted. So yeah, that is fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was pure wisdom. So, and Lassia, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work in the food industry, it sounds like, and against your father's advice of playing small, you instead took your passion to, hey, why am I keeping this as a side gig? Why don't I just lean into this and go all in? Because this is what's bringing me that sense of fulfillment. And I know that the work I'm doing is so powerful. And so you jumped into working in an integrative health and wellness, health and nutrition coaching, and then taking it to this huge level of impact where you're now working with people and digging through and unearthing their stories and limiting beliefs that are keeping them feeling stuck, and revealing instead life's most extraordinary treasure, the infinite creativity, resilience, and love that they truly are. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. It has been a delight.
My pleasure. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Lassia Kohut through her website, and that's LESIAKOHUT. And be sure to sign up for her newsletter so you can get access to those powerful I Am Amazing Powerhouse affirmations and workbook. And be sure to go to YouTube and check out her and her husband's podcast that they are heading up and hosting. So that's Lassia Kohut, LESIAKOHUT, either on YouTube or .com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Lassia Kohut. And as always, here's to your success.